Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Brachis Daf Yudalad.
The Gemara on Daf Yudalad on Aleph, seven lines down.
Bo amine achitana devei rabchia me rabchia. The Gemara asks the following shaylam. Halal of a Megillah ma'u she yafsik. Are you allowed to be mafsik when you're in middle of Halal or middle of Kriyas HaMegillah? Now the question comes in here because the Mishnah was discussing the different halachas of being mafsik when you're in middle of Kriyashma. When you've been a prakim, there's certain dinim. When you're b'emtza perek, there's other dinim. There's a machlekes, a behudin, or a mayor. But the Gemara wants to know, does Halal and Megillah have the same dinim of hefsik as Kriyashma does or not? Do we say that it does? Idilmar pisume nisa adif. Since we're discussing pisume nisa, Halal and Hadar, pisume nisa, there's going to be actually more chamer, more stringent, and perhaps you can even interrupt in the places where Kriyashma is permissible. So first the Gemara says, Amar lei poisek ve'emekach klom. You could be mafsik, ve'emekach klom is a discussion in the Rishayin and what that means. But then the Gemara continues, Amar rabba, yamim shahayachir, germa behenas ahalal, be'em perek leperek poisek, be'em tza perek enei poisek. Days that the Yachid, Taisa says, lavdafka, even the Tzibur, completes the halal. Then between perek leperek, you could be mafsik, be'em tza perek enei poisek, ve'yamim she'enei yachir, germa behenas ahalal, afilo be'em tza perek poisek, and on days that you don't complete the halal, you could be mafsik even be'em tza haperek. Now there's a machlokes Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. Most Rishonim learn that yamim shehayachid germa benas ahalal b'imperek leperek paisik be'emta perek ene paisik means it has the same halachas as kriyashma. That b'imperek leperek you could be paisik b'pnei hakavod and be'emta perek you're not paisik b'pnei hakavod. Rather you're paisik b'pnei hayira. However, on yamim she'en hayachid germa benas ahalal even be'emta perek you could be paisik b'pnei hakavod and it's more kal than kriyas shema. And there are many things to discuss in this Gemara. One of them is if halal is the raisa or the rabbanon, the lashon of the Gemara would seem to indicate that halal is the rabbanon, and that's machlekes Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah with Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. And there's another discussion in the Rishonim when the Gemara says that there are days that we are not germer as a halal. Is that requirement to say halal midina, or is it a minig? Could be there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh and the 6 days of Pesach, the six last days of Pesach. And there's another discussion about the Nusach HaBracha. Is it Likros? Is it Ligmar? But I want to focus on one thing. And Tosfos discusses if you make a bracha on Halal that you're not Gomer. It's a discussion in many of the Rishonim, but our Tosfos, Tibur Maschil Yamim, discusses this. He brings the Machzer Vitri. The Machzer Vitri says, since it's only a minig, we don't make a bracha on it. And he brings a raya from the sugya in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalad by Netilas Arava that you don't make a bracha on something that's only a minig. However, the Rabbeinu Tam comments and says, "Umiyu Omer Rabbeinu Tam de ene raya that tiltul vadele mevachinon aval al mitzvah pshito de mevachinon a tiltul you don't make a bracha, but on a mitzvah like reciting Halal, you would make a bracha." And he brings a raya from every Yom Tov Sheni. Every Yom Tov Sheni is only a minig, and we make a bracha. But then he brings a raya from Al Gemara, which is what I want to discuss. V'hacha nami mashma de mevarchin. In Al Gemara, it's also mashma that you make a bracha. De iloy mevarchin, may have saka shayich ba. How can we even have a discussion whether or not there's dinei hefsik? The only time we could have a discussion whether or not there's dinei hefsik is only if you make a bracha. So Rabbeinu Tam exclaims, that must be that on Halal, you make a bracha, even if you're not completing the Halal. Now, the Rabbeinu Yoina and other Rishonim say, that raya is not a raya. And one of the things they say is, Shema, Kriya Shema. If a person is reciting Shema, and he's not making a bracha, the bracha is Kriya Shema. We still have all the halachas of interruptions. We don't say that, oh, because he's not making a bracha, then he's allowed to be mafsik. So, what kind of raya is the Rabbeinu Tam saying that, since there's a discussion of interruptions, must be you make a bracha. So those Rishonim say that even if you don't make a bracha, there's still dinim of hefsik. And the Lashon that the Rabbeinu Yonah says is, even if you're not making a bracha, kivan shehischil b'shvachei shel makayim, ein lo lahafsik b'sicha b'teila. Since you started being mishabeach, praising the Ribbono shel Olam, you can't be mafsik with sicha b'teila. Now there's a shaila that the Shoyal asked to the Panam Meiris and Simen Samach Zayin, what happens in a case where somebody is wearing the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin and he's reciting Shema? Are there Dine Hefsik of Shoyal Mipnei Hayira and Meshav Mipnei HaKavod? The same halachas that every time a person recites Shema has to be aware of. Or no, or do we say that since he already was Yotze Shema, now he's just saying Shema because he's wearing the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam, is a mutter to be masik however he wants, whenever he wants. And the Panamira says that it's actually dependent on this machlagis rishayim. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that dinei hefsek are machayev a bracha, and without a bracha there's no dinei hefsek, so over here where there are no brachas, there's no dinei hefsek. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, who says there are dinei hefsek even without a bracha, so by Kriya Shema also, even though there are no brachas, there are still dinei hefsek. And just like by Hallel, where you're not gomer Hallel, we say that since you're being mishabeach lemakim and you're middle of praising the Rabbeinu Shalom, you cannot stop for sicha b'teilo. So too, someone who's saying Kriya Shema, wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, even though he's not making a bracha, he still cannot be masik. What remains to be explained is what's the Rabbeinu Tam's raya from the fact that there are dinei hefsek that you have to make a bracha. Every time a person recites Kriya Shema, let's say he's reciting Kriya Shema in the morning because he's scared he's going to miss the zman, and he's not making the bracha. He definitely has all the dinim of hefsek, so you're not making a bracha, and you still have dinim of hefsek. So what's the Rabbeinu Tam's raya that if there are dinim of hefsek that you have to make a bracha? Please feel free, let me know if you have any good answers. Have a wonderful day.